Recording in progress.
Okay, we are recording. And everyone that was in the waiting room has joined. Hi, guys. My name is Jim Parent, Interim EMS Coordinator. This is the January EMS Advisory Council meeting. The time is 16:02 hours, and I'm going to call the meeting to order.
18:02.
18:02. Thank you, sir. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and, to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, and providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. The township continues to use a remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during this meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. I will unmute members of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will get a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute. Upon being unmuted, you should begin to ask any and all questions you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you'll be muted again, and the advisory committee or administration will respond as necessary. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual line, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you dial in on a separate line so we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the EMS coordinator up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the EMS coordinator during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during the health emergency. Let me admit the last few people that just joined the waiting list. And if you could join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You can be seated. Members of the EMS Advisory Council, can you please unmute yourself? I'm going to do a roll call. Mr. Dacey.
Here.
Captain Pilch. You're muted. I do see you. River Road Rescue Squad representative. Is Mr. Shigosky in here?
Present.
Okay. Is River Road's alternate in?
I think he should be joining.
Okay. North Stelton Rescue Squad. Ms. Green? And Mr. Scarpa?
Present.
Ms. Farmer?
Here.
Ozzie Guzman?
Here.
And Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
We do have quorum. I did send the meeting minutes out, the October 24th meeting minutes, via email about a week ago. Is there a motion to accept the minutes as they were written?
So moved.
Mr. Dancy, is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Green. Any objections? Without objection, so moved. Is there any unfinished business from last meeting? Okay, don't see any hands raised. Is there any new business? Mr. Scarpa.
I would just like to clarify that the email is going out to all members of the committee, correct?
Yes.
Because it's there, we might want to check that email chain because I never received an agenda nor the minutes. I didn't get them until about 10 minutes ago. So if we can verify those, that would be.
I will do it. Did you get the invite for the meeting last week?
No, sir.
Okay. It's the same group. So I'll just check to make sure.
All right.
Okay.
That's fine.
Any other new business?
I have what I was asked to read. I'll keep it simple.
Is that Mr. Shigasi? Go ahead, sir.
River Road in 2023 answered calls in 24 different municipalities and 6 different counties with over 1,200 reported responses. In January of this year alone, we have answered calls in 18 different municipalities in 6 different counties currently. At this time, it is the request of our local neighbors and supporters of the squad that we state that we still support our utilization in town to the fullest extent allowed by contract and JFK. That's all I have. I don't wish to say anymore. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shigasi. Any other new business?
Ms. Green.
I guess it's more of a notification for the rest of the group that we have here. So effective December 18th, North Skelton has suspended its EMS 911 operation as a byproduct of the Scataway's contract with Hackensack Meridian for EMS services. At the time of suspending EMS operations, the year-to-date EMS call volume was 80 compared to previous year's annual average of the hundreds. Going forward, North Skelton will be primary in-town rehab on fire scene. In the event that we're unable to man rehab, Hackensack Meridian will serve as backup, and Hackensack Meridian will still serve as primary for on-scene transport. In addition, we'll provide scheduled rehab for in-town fire companies conducting live fire burns and training. So that was a decision based on the fact that we were being used only as mutual aid and, you know, keeping membership as we tried for 15 months with the council to work together. The deal is that we couldn't do what Hackensack Meridian does right now if we took back and did it 24/7, which we can't do. So we are hoping in the future that we can revisit that and work in to doing 911 again. But as of right now, that's suspended. The only other new business that I wanted to bring up was trying to figure out how complaints are handled with EMS, because the council overall, the idea was the betterment of EMS services to Piscataway residents. So the only thing that we have is trying to figure out how the complaints are handled and if that should be something that's brought to the EMS council for discussion.
I can look through the ordinance for a second, unless anyone has a...
Well, Kayla, most of the complaints actually involve billing, because the town pays 100% ALS, but not ALS, and ALS has to be submitted through people's insurance. So Dana and Margaret in the mayor's office tend to handle those directly with JFK, and in most cases, they're resolved if people understand what's covered and what's not covered. You know, the initial consensus, the initial thought is that everything, no matter what, covered, and that's not really the case. But for the most part, on operation, we get very little or few or almost no complaints. It's mainly billing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dacey. Any other new business? Mr. Scarpa.
Do the Hackensack trucks have set spots where they're supposed to stage? Or is it up to the discretion of the individual crews or the supervisors on duty?
I just looked at the contract today. There are requirements in the contract. I actually don't know if they're requirements or suggestions on where they should stage. Okay. Is anyone from JFK on? I remember this came up, Mr. Scarpa, a few months ago. And Chief Mosier said that they're allowed to move based on call volume and stuff like that, but I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Generally have one station at the police station, town hall complex. We've got about a dozen parking spaces for JFK employees to use. So the idea is that they man up there, leave their personal cars there. The second spot is at the OEM building, and they generally have one there. They have to use that building for offices and for bathroom. And then one, depending on where they, essentially one floating, unless there's something going on like the National Night Out or a football game or things like that where we'll okay. tell to deploy.
Yeah, I'm just looking for clarification because somewhere in all of this, I became president of North Stomp Fire. So I'm looking to see where they're supposed to be. Are they supposed to be on my facility? Where are they? What are their requirements? Because again, when we're held to a standard, everybody should be held to a standard. So if they're supposed to be somewhere and they're not there, they're not taking care of their end of the bargain. And that needs to be something that's either a conversation or if it has to go into writing, then it'll go into writing. But
you're concerned that an official of North Stoughton, I would put Mark a call and ask Mark. I don't believe it. I don't believe any of them are prepositioned at North Stoughton.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mrs. Scarp, I'll reach out to planning logistics and look at the contract again, and I'll shoot you an email.
I would appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Any other new business? Ms. Farmer.
Thank you. I just want to thank you to the North Stoughton EMS service. All these volunteers, all these service to our township. It's sad to hear that news, and it has been deeply appreciated for all these years. And I would ask moments ago that you read the ordinance. Can you read that ordinance out loud? What our mission is?
You broke up a little bit. Read which part of the ordinance?
Can you read our intent, what we're doing in this council?
The actual ordinance, it's on ECODE 360, and I believe it's about 10 pages long.
The purpose of our meetings are.
I don't have a codified version. I have some handwritten notes on mine. Are you, the purpose of your requesting is you want to put it on the video record? Or if I send you a copy of the ordinance via email?
I had just wanted a clarification now in of the situation that we find ourselves in, our first meeting, what our intentions and our mission trying to accomplish here would be.
Maybe Evan can give me a hand. Evan was on the petition committee. Evan?
I was not on the petition committee, but I did pull it up while Ms. Farmer was talking. On ECODE 360. Ms. Farmer, can you confirm you wanted the duties and the authority of the division of EMS?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay, because there is that separate broken out. Duties.
Evan, one sec. I'm going to let you read this. Is it 222.3?
Yes, sir. Would you rather read it?
Yes, I'll read it. If it's okay, I'm going to read a little bit of an abbreviated version. And if you want to add something, you can do that because it's about a half of a page, third of a page.
Not much. Yep. You can go ahead. I'll be quiet a minute.
The purpose of the EMS, Division of EMS, is to determine the formula of annual budget contributions to the rescue squads, provide that formula to the BA and the town council, receive and make recommendations to Piscataway Township Council upon request for capital appropriations, rescue squads, receive and make recommendations to Piscataway Township Council upon request for policy changes for said rescue squads, receive and make recommendations to the Piscataway Township Council upon resolutions for rescue squads, and receive and make recommendations to the Town Council upon any and all other such requests, which may be deemed properly made to the Division of EMS, and with the input for all rescue squads, determine the vendor to be utilized for the screening of medical 911 calls received by the Township PSAP, and dispatch management of all responding emergency medical service assets.
Ms. Farmer, I think the preamble to that, which was not included, the Division of EMS is authorized to implement the administrative policies of the mayor regarding the provision of EMS services in the township and to receive, review, and make recommendations to the Piscataway Township Council. It shall make recommendations to the mayor and council only after consulting with and receiving approval of the advisory council. The division shall have the following duties and authority, which I believe were just read off.
Thank you.
Thanks, Evan. I'm actually going to go to the next part, too, 2-22.4. What we just read was actually what the Division of EMS does. The next section is the Advisory Council. I'll read this briefly since we read the other one. There is hereby established an Advisory Council that is responsible for overseeing and working with the coordinator to ensure that the Division of EMS functions efficiently, effectively, and in a transparent manner. The coordinator shall chair the Advisory Council, but not to be considered a member. And then the rest is basically establishing what the membership is of the Advisory Council. So it's responsible for overseeing and working with the coordinator to ensure the Division of EMS functions efficiently, effectively, and in a transparent manner.
Just a question.
Yes, Mr. Starpa.
Who is the Division of EMS, if you don't mind?
Sure. Division of EMS is representative and an alternate of the two squads.
Not the Advisory Council. The Division of EMS. Same?
Division of EMS, I apologize.
Yeah.
Is Planning Logistics on to go over?
I just don't, I mean, is it the mayor? Is it the police department? Is it, I mean, who's in charge of it? That's the question.
The mayor is designated a division within the police department.
So who are those people, if you don't mind, Mr. Baker?
So I can answer. So it'd be Captain Milch, Captain Pilch would be the head of the division.
Okay. Thank you. Yep.
Any other new business?
Since we're going down this road and I was going to leave it alone, I do have a bit of confusion as to how this is placed under the Division of Police. It says it shall be a division under the Department of Public Safety. The Division of Fire is not placed under the Department of Police. The Division of literally nothing else is placed under the Division of Police. The Division of Police is a division in its own right. It's not actually a department as codified. And maybe legal counsel can explain why this division is treated differently than every other.
Now, I do believe this was answered a few months ago. It's its own separate division, which members of the police department are filling positions in that division. But it is a separate division.
Correct. It's staffed, identified. Division, Mr. Parent and the and Captain Pilch.
Thank you for your questions. Any other new business? I don't see any hands. I do have a few announcements. Next EMS advisory meeting date is April 24th at 6 p.m. As of now, it's still going to be a Zoom meeting. I'll send out an invitation in the future. The annual reports from the rescue squads need to be submitted to me prior to April 1st so I can submit them to the town council and the EMS advisory council on April 1st. And the Nemesis reports were submitted via email about an hour ago to the advisory council. Now it's now the time for public comment. If any member of the public wishes to speak, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. I will unmute members of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will get a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The EMS Advisory Committee or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Meeting is now open to the public. I see one hand. Go ahead, please state your name.
Yes, good evening, Charlie Cradaville. How are you?
Good, sir.
Good evening, Charlie Cradaville, New Brunswick Today. Mostly wanted to ask for an update on the personnel situation at the police department. Is someone serving in the role of chief at this time? Has there been an appointment of an acting chief? Is there a plan to appoint a permanent chief?
Yeah, Charlie, the MS Advisory Board, none of that pertains report. Thanks for the question.
Excuse me, sir. Does the police chief not play a role in this council? I believe the Chief Mosier was at the most recent meeting.
And Captain Pilcher is here. Absent. Can I ask Captain Pilcher any questions related to the EMS Advisory Board, not to the operations of the police department?
Okay, so I still haven't gotten a straight answer. Is there an acting chief at this time?
The department is being operated with a division of labor between two captains. Captain Pilch is the chief administrative officer, and she is staffing this committee. There is no requirement for there to be an acting chief. And the township's plans moving forward with regard to the structure of the police department will be worked out over the next several months.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Baker. And is the mayor still serving as the public safety director?
Yes, he is.
And finally, I just wanted to ask for an update on the method that these meetings will be held. And I know the township is one of the few that has not reopened its municipal offices to the public. And while the Central Jersey Joint Insurance Fund has held a couple of public meetings in Piscataway Municipal Building, it's my understanding the local government has not yet held any. Can anyone tell me what the plans are for these meetings? Are they going to continue to remain, online only, or you know, remote access only, or are there plans to reopen that building to the public and begin having meetings in person, or ideally with a hybrid setup?
So, Charlie, you're unfortunately you're a victim of misinformation, which is a lot going on. Like, our building has been open for several weeks. We are still doing our meetings by Zoom because the ordinance that was passed by the municipality requires us to spend approximately $300,000 on broadcast equipment, cameras, microphones, connecting switches, et cetera, all which is going to order for over a year. It's slowly coming in, and we expect to complete our shipment hopefully sometime this spring. Right now, we have the technical ability to run a live meeting and broadcast the way the ordinance requires. So until we can do that, all of our meetings are over Zoom, as well as because of the health issue. I'm home because I have COVID. So COVID is, I know 10 people right now have COVID, so COVID is still around. So we're only gonna do things as safely as we can.
Thank you, sir, your time has expired. Any other public comments?
Okay. I wish you a full and speedy recovery, sir.
Mr. Chapman, go ahead.
Yes, hi. My name is Jason Chapman. I'm with the District 2 Fire Department. I just wanted to formally introduce myself, Jason Chapman, and I'm currently running for District 2 Fire Commissioner. So I just wanted to introduce myself. Anything that I could kind of bring to the table to these meetings on a weekly, monthly basis, hopefully after being elected. You know, I could provide some insight and information moving forward. So thank you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, sir. Go ahead, Matt. Please state your name.
Matt Phillips. So I one of the other meetings I had questioned about an OPR request that was posted on OPRmachine.com. regarding the certifications held by Mr. Parent and the qualifications to be the chairman of the committee here. One of them was to be an EMT per the Township of Piscataway. Mr. Parent does not hold any medical certifications. And per the State Department of Health, James Parent does not hold a valid emergency medical technician certification. And if when checking with the National Registry of Emergency Medical Technicians, there is no valid James Parent holding a National Registry EMT. So I'm just wondering what certifications does Mr. Parent hold, and is he qualified to be in charge. There are certain policies in place, and I don't understand how we were able to circumnavigate them. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment, sir. I actually looked at your open records request. I had a CPR card only in there because at the time, the township did not manage my EMS certificates. I believe if you did an open request now, my certificates would be in there, sir, my EMT certificate. I'm not sure what you're referring to with not being a current EMT.
I can check with the state again, too.
And Matt, are you finished with your comments, sir? Okay, I don't see anything. Thank you for your comments, sir. Oh, thank you. Any other public comment? Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Mr. Dacey, is a second?
Aye.
Mr. Shigosky. 18, 28 hours. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, guys. See you in
April.
Have a good night. Be safe.
Good night.